The following show is intended for a mature audience.
Nope, not for the kids.
So if you're underage...
Go to bed.
Easily offended...
Get over yourself.
Or you got a gigantic stick up your... You might want to go do some needlepoint or something.
It's the Gentle Silverwing Show on online gaming radio.
It's time to kick your feet up, tune in and waste some time. You're gonna waste 2 hours on Gentle Show tonight.
Hey there, Dwarf!
Hey, Jesus!
It's like a tragic tale, all the crazy things he makes us
do. I'm just glad I got my ale.
Get it started!
Back off! I got it in a tongue, I'm not the fate to use it!
Well, it's time to get it started on the most sensational, entertainical, mathematical, practical.
This is what we call Gentle Silverwing Show!
Oh, we're gonna get sued by the ghost of Jim Henson, I know it!
Hello, everyone, this is the Gentle Silverwing Show for the 10th of April, 2012. I am your host, Gentle Silverwing. With me, as always, my love, my girl, the burning Malone, the tailor of fine armors, a brew of beer, and the reason we have a maturity is warning at the top of the show, Elgin Jenna!
Hailing greetings!
If you'd like to download any of our skits, interviews, Jethel's parodies, Elquin's videos, and much, much more, you can find them at kithacore.org. How are we doing today, Elquin?
Doing okay.
Just okay?
Well, yeah.
Okay. Oh, so let's see what we got going on here today. See, today is the 10th of July. Where the hell did March go?
It marched off into the sunset.
Apparently. I don't know.
Really,
just
double time.
Yeah, really. I mean, it just seems that the months are just flying by for some reason. I don't know why.
Wait a minute. There goes another one. Duck!
Jump! Goes faster than the Tonga Pult.
Oh, that poor Tonga.
I know, right?
Hun.
It's not my fault. He keeps climbing in it.
Aw. They got a picture of the Dragon Mount that's coming.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Does it look good?
I think so. Now, Eric doesn't, you know.
Well, Eric can kiss
Eric
my ass.
Eric thinks his face is funny.
Face is funny, huh? I have not seen it. Where are you seeing this?
In the forums. In the community news. The new Dracota mounts. Shows a red sort of Drake-looking thing. Horns, it's red, scales.
Alright, I'm gonna have to check that out.
I like it. I want one.
You do?
Yeah. I do.
See, Conniption from the Antonia Bale server is saying it's also posted at EQ2 Wire.
There you go.
Alright. Finding it at EQ2 Wire might be easier.
Maybe they've got more pictures of it.
Let's see here. EQ2Wire.com.
Yeah, and that's from like a week ago.
All right.
So we're like, well, we weren't here for a whole week, so.
We weren't?
To us, it's new. Well, we weren't here a lot. I mean, it's been a whole week since we've been around.
Right, right. Okay, you looking for it? Looking. Bonus experience. Oh, there it is. The new Flying Dracota mounts. Let's see here. Opening up. No, it just got the one screenshot.
Maybe that's the only one they're allowing out.
Could be. It looks fine to me. Who was saying that it looked weird? Eric?
Eric.
Okay. kiss my ass.
This comes from the kid who's been doing Easter quests in WoW. Where you have to run around and pick up chocolate eggs. But the idea is you got to get 100 of them.
Mm-hmm.
Because you got it, it's for an achievement later. But as you're running around picking up these eggs, you have a chance at a mount, and every once in a while you end up transforming into a bunny. So as a bunny, you go around looking for eggs, but if you sit still long enough, the bunny poops eggs.
That's just lovely.
I said, really? Are you serious about... Yeah, I'm on. Okay.
Wow, okay then. That's just wonderful. Bunnies that poop eggs.
So the 100 eggs he had to get were chocolate eggs, and then he had to sit down and eat all 100 eggs to get a chocoholic achievement.
Well, isn't that special? So the bunny's pooping stuff out, and he has to eat them.
Yeah.
That says a lot for Blizzard.
Actually. I know. So he can poke fun at our dragons all he likes. I like it.
Yeah, so you can tell Eric that I said he can make fun of our Dracota mounts all he wants. He's spent the last week eating rabbit poop.
I'll tell him later.
See you by my ass. Even Lyra says those aren't chocolate.
That's what I figured.
Well, you know
you
what?
You have to watch, and the thing after a while drops a little sparkly, and it's a... It's
Well, you know,
bunny poo.
There is actually a coffee that's made from coffee beans that have been eaten by a cat.
You know, there's a couple coffees now that have been eaten by different animals. Why? And they pull them out.
Why?
Clay, don't know.
Why do they do these things? I don't understand.
Now, there's another one, but I can't remember what animal it was. And I went, really? A cat wasn't enough? They found another animal that eats coffee beans and poops them out.
Apparently.
And they make coffee out of it?
Yes, and they probably, you know, charge $150 a cup for it.
Yeah, I betcha.
I don't know. It just seems to me it would just, you know, taste like shit. Yeah. So, yeah. Coffee that's been defecated out by another animal. Can I just state for the record? No.
You don't see me running out or you know, going, oh, wow, I gotta get me some of that.
No.
No. No, I just...
And if you ever told me that you did, I wouldn't kiss you for a month.
Probably.
Wow. All right. So what else is going on this week? Let's see. City Festival is over. Brawl Day is over. Bristlebane Day is over, isn't it?
Yes.
I believe stuff is still on the marketplace, though. Let me check real quick.
Yes.
Marketplace.
Including the surprise baskets.
Yes. The Bristlebane promotions are still up. And the Spring Celebration Festival, the surprise Beaster Basket.
I bought about 6 of them. I figured I'd give it a shot. There's supposed to be 6 different colors in the random. Only had 1 repeat, and that was on a purple.
Well, 1 repeat's not too bad, I guess.
So I got all of them. I got red, gold, blue, purple, and black. So I'm probably missing, like, green or something. I got gold. Did I say gold?
I think you did. Okay. Rotherian from the Unrest server says that our previous conversation went to crap in a big hurry.
Yeah, that deserved it.
By the way, folks, now that I have the button, you're more than welcome to give us your puns. If we like them, we'll say them on the air and do a yeah for you.
I haven't really been playing all friggin' week.
No, you've been doing your little Flash games there.
Well, because, you know, by the time I get done watching TV with you and stuff, it's late.
Yeah.
You know, and...
There's just a lot of good TV shows on right now that we seem to be enthralled with.
You know, and I'd rather sit with you. So I come in and do a couple Facebook games, and then I go to bed. And I've been reading. I've burned through. I went and got. Well, we went and saw Hunger Games.
Yes.
And then I downloaded the book.
Mm-hmm.
I had a free one coming.
And how are you liking the book?
I ate the book.
Wait,
it's gone. I've swallowed it whole.
How can you eat the book? It's an electronic book. You ate your Kindle?
No, I didn't eat the Kindle, but I ate the words up. Dum, yum, yum, yum. Swallow.
So you like it.
I went through that book faster than any other book I've had in a long time.
You know, I've actually heard this a very easy read.
It is. It just flows. And I picked up the second one, and I'm trying to devour it down.
Kirill from the Freeport server says that they just finished the last book.
Ooh.
Yeah, I understand that the trilogy is actually a very easy read.
And it's more than just a friggin' love story, trust me. Because if it was just a love story, I don't think it would keep me that enthralled.
Right.
There's a lot more going on. It's that lot more going on that's keeping me going.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, sure, you know, she's got some issues going on between two guys she likes. I don't think she's in love with either one, to be honest.
Ah.
Maybe
she's in love with that really skinny, pale woman with the purple dress and the huge hat.
No.
No? Okay.
No.
Well, you know, that just seems to be the way things are going in today's society. Say, I'm in love with a girl. Okay, whatever. Rotharian also comments that while you ate up the book, it is called The Hunger Games.
Yeah, that deserved it. I guess that's why I do it, and then I'm still hungry for more.
Hungry for more! Okay.
So, yeah, it's a good, compelling story that's got me going. And,
all right.
You know, I want to find out what's going to happen, and, you know.
Now, don't get me wrong. I like a good, pale, skinny chick as much as any guy that lusts after goth girls. She was a little freaky looking for me in the movie.
Who, Effie?
Yeah.
I guess that's how you say her name. I say it Effie.
I guess so.
See, she's part of the Capitol.
Okay, this isn't the Hunger. This
anyway,
is the Hunger Show game.
You always say that when we start talking about something interesting. When we start talking about something that's interesting to me, and maybe some other people.
Okay, go on then.
No, you ruined the moment.
I ruined the moment. Now I'm sorry. I suck.
No, you're not.
I suck.
And quite well, too.
Let's go back in time. No, not working for you?
No.
All right. Okay, so you know what? Let's go on and get on with some birthdays. We got a lot of them this week.
Yeah, you know, we got a lot of them at work, too. Mm. And the only thing we could think of is it's if you count back 9 months,
yeah,
it coincides with a lot of spring weddings.
Oh, there we go. So people not using protection on their honeymoons.
Good possibility.
You dirty.
Yeah, dirty, dirty parents, you. All right, yeah. So let's get on with some birthdays here. These, of course, again, are names from my Facebook friend list. May not know your character name. So here we go. Debbie Sunshine. That could be either. Parents could have been hippies. Renara, the Thief of Hearts. I'm assuming character name. Gookin, Janarkal, I think. Janarkal. It's a weird spelling. Anyway, birthday this week. Let's see. Nandor Dzatz. I'm assuming is a character name. That'd be a really weird name to have in real life. Sony Online Entertainment's own Lydia Pope. I don't know what her character name is. I mean, you know, now that,
Natasha.
Well, no. Well, that was her Star Wars name. So I don't know what she's using now. But Lydia Pope, Sony Online Entertainment. Congratulations. Yeah, Kirill is saying Lydia's Zatosia, but is she still Zatosia? That's my question. I don't know. Let's see here. Some real-life friends of mine. Colleen Howard. Colleen Howard, girl I lusted for when I was growing up. Daughter of a... the daughter of one of my mother's friends. Actually, a very recent addition to my Facebook page. Colleen Howard. All right, then we have... two family members. Tammy is my sister-in-law and her son, Tyler. Tyler celebrating his 18th birthday today. 18. You know what that means.
Mm-hmm. Now what does it mean?
Music gets kicked out of the house. No way. You gotta do that right. Okay, there we go. Now, I gotta have that thunder in there now. Alright. So for all you lovely people, here come the birthday trolls!
Happy birthday to you! Happy birthday to you! Happy birthday, happy birthday! Happy birthday to you!
All right, so happy birthday to y'all. Congratulations on surviving another year. I've been asked if Abe Vigoda is alive. Let me see here. Abe. I have not heard of his death. I'm sure that one would have been broadcast.
You forgot somebody.
Goda.com.
Or did you do him last week?
Who, Eric?
Yes.
Did him last week. Remember I told him, I said that after his birthday he would be called Snuggle Muffin?
Right.
According to AbeVigoda.com, Abe Vigoda is still alive! So congratulations to Abe Vigoda. Alright, so nothing really happening this week in-game that I know of. I mean, there's always things to do on the test server, if you want to see what's happening with GU63.
Go ahead and help. Catch those bugs.
Mm-hmm. Yep, make sure... You know, the more you beta test and do on the test server and stuff like that, report those bugs, report any errors, and then when stuff is released, da-da-da-da, it's better.
And also what you think of the content.
Right.
Try to have positive feedback.
Well, you don't have to have positive feedback all the time. Have constructive feedback.
There you go, constructive feedback.
Constructive feedback. Don't just go, yeah, this guy sucks! Well, why does he suck? How can you make him not suck? If you want him to suck, how would you improve his technique?
No, you don't deserve one of
those. Oh, well. Alrighty, so, doesn't even have to be on the test server. If you're on EverQuest... 2, 1, whatever. And you see something wrong, a misspelling, maybe. An NPC that goes into a wall and you can no longer target them. Stuff like that. Texturing issues. Whatever. Lore issues. If you know EverQuest 1 lore and you see something... that refers back to EverQuest 1 times and is completely wrong, by
like
all
picture?
Means. Yes, like the picture. Like the picture we found of, it said it was a memorial picture of Mistmore. It was actually the Rivervale Bank from EverQuest 1. Apparently whoever named it never played EQ1. which is actually interesting because since we have reported that bug, it has been fixed. Not that the graphic has been changed, but they renamed the item. It is now a memorial view of the Rivervale Bank. quite possibly a better thing than Mistfar Castle. I don't know. Considering that in EverQuest 1, you really couldn't see the castle. It was embedded in the mountain. So you saw, you know, like, doors going in. But really, that was about it. Am I wrong on that?
No. Well, I don't know. You never could get high enough in there.
Yeah, true. It's not like you can climb up on the hillsides or anything like that. But, you know, to the best of my memory, the only thing you really saw were entrances. And, you know, like the back entrance had a foyer of some kind and stuff like that. But really, there was nothing really to see from the outside. From the inside, it looked great. But on the outside, not a whole lot there. All right. Let's see, I was actually not in-game there for a second. Let me scroll back here. Always room for gelatinous cubes. Let's see here. A shield in DOF that is called a Thame. I don't understand the comment there. Alright. Anyway.
Yes.
Okay, so let's see. So what else can we talk about? You know what? If you could change something in EQ2, what would it be?
Oh, God.
Was there too many, or... You know, what is a feature that would come in and go, God, that is awesome?
You know... I hate to do it, but yeah, there was something I saw on Rift that I really liked.
What's that?
And it was multi-looting.
And I'm not familiar with what you're talking about.
All right, if you attack a bunch of creatures, you know, you have a group of mobs, and you kill them. And you know you have to loot each individual body. I mean, if they're close enough to each other, you could do a group loot.
Oh, gotcha.
You loot them all at one shot. It's boom.
No, that would be nice.
I like that. I don't know why, but I like that. It was cool. I was like, wow, that's neat. I like it. And it didn't have to be linked mobs. They just had to be close enough together that you could do it.
Right.
You know.
Yeah, that would be interesting. I don't, I'm not a game designer. I don't know how difficult that is to implement. So I'm not sure, but hey, you know, the devs listen to the show, so. Get on it, guys. Anyone else in the channel there have something that they would like to see in the game? Let's see.
Lyra wants writable cubes.
Of course. But that would be kind of slow, wouldn't it?
Kaboom, kaboom, kaboom.
And then your leggings would all get all gooey. If not, you know, dissolved. Because gelatinous cubes are rather costly. Jarona, of course, is bringing up the ever-popular,
underwear.
Underwear, instead of
yeah,
the grunderwear.
Yeah, that would be definitely, I want the bikinis.
Bikinis would be nice. Actually, Jarona, comments, decent underwear for the female characters who wears petticoats in the battle. Who wears petticoats in the battle?
I don't know.
That just seems a little, a little formal for combat. You know? That's just my thing. Let's see. Having trouble with the name. Lizabethan says she wants a paladin merc that heals itself. That'd be kind of cool. Lyra says that the cube mounts could be leaping. Leaping mounts. Leaping cubes. How would a cube leap? I'm not sure about that.
Boing? Spoing? I don't know.
Okay, Elizabethan. Elizabethan, I think. Or Elizabethan. I'm not sure.
I would say Elizabethan.
Okay. Says that she wears petticoats and she's a classy halfling. Alright, well, okay.
And I guess one of Trista's alts... Dungeons made it into the Hall of Fame.
Oh, good deal. Good deal. Let's see. Letharian says that a cube mount you can ride inside the cube, but you know it would dissolve your armor. I think.
What does it mean when the when you're looking at? I wonder. That's changing the subject totally. Hmm? But
what's that?
I got it right. It's Elizabethan.
Okay. Well, what? Go on.
I was looking at the dungeon rating system. What does it mean when the name turns red?
I
always wonder what that means.
Don't know. Let me see here.
Name of a dungeon turns red. I mean, it's hot.
Dungeon Maker. Huh. I don't know. There's green and there's red.
Yeah.
I'm not sure.
Figure that out.
If anyone has an answer to that, by all means, just come out and tell us so we can explain it. But green to red, I really don't know. Unsure. Man, I wish these trade skill apprentices worked faster.
Well, they do, but you gotta work with them.
I have been, almost every night. I got another 5 days before my bow is complete. Dopey me, if you guys remember from last week, I actually researched the wrong freaking bow. Or it wasn't a bow at all, it was, you know, a bandolier of some kind. Cheddarella seems to think red might be fast rising, but not sure. Yeah, so what else, guys? What do you guys think about options you'd like to see in the game that we don't currently have? Maybe something from another game that you think might work well in EQ2. I don't have a problem mentioning other games except for, you know, World of Warcraft, which I think is total garbage. But, well, okay, it's not total garbage. Karel from the Freeport Service has more Fey wings. Fays already have wings.
No, different types of wings that they can choose
okay. So more design on the Fey wings. Domino wants to know, severed from real life Fays? Sure, why not?
Well, how else are they going to get them?
I know, right?
Gotta get them from somewhere.
Yeah, Karel is also saying a hugging animation. I think we went through this before.
Yeah, and it'd be kind of hard.
Yeah, that would be kind of difficult because you would have two characters trying to animate and interact at the same time. And that's
collision problems.
Collision problems and stuff like that. Girona says, hair that works with hats.
Yeah, that would be nice to have some hair hanging out of your hat or something.
Yeah, instead of the bald cap going on. Yeah, that would be good.
You become immediately bald.
Mm-hmm. Kaloria is saying different clothing styles. You know, every expansion, they seem to come out with a new design, but then just pattern it differently and color it differently.
Yeah.
But they get kind of stale after a while, you know what I mean?
I know, but, you know, creating a brand new outfit from scratch.
Mm-hmm. And that would work.
A lot of man hours for them to use.
And of course, that would work on every race, too.
Right.
It's a lot of work to go into.
So if they have a choice between taking something and recoloring it and it offering, you know...
Well, you know, my...
Let's say
my
five or ten new two articles of articles of clothing, mm-hmm, compared to maybe spending all that time plus more for one, maybe one piece of an article of a clothing.
Right.
You know, it's... They've got a time management... Their stuff.
Moon Mist says that she would like to see the pet names, the housing pet names, appear over them again. And yeah, they're absolutely right. I'm looking at my cat right now, and there is no name.
When did that quit?
She says it stopped working in about September. But yeah, I'm looking at my my little cat here named Wendy, and the name is gone. I've also noticed that with Nibblebuns, the mole rat that runs around the Legion of Kithcore Guildhall. By the way, one of the only animated pets I've ever seen that doesn't revert back to the castle. You know, it actually wanders the ground, so that's cool. Let's see, what else we got here? Angeletta says it would be nice if the female and male wings could be obtainable by all Fae. So, in other words, both designs, male and female, can be used by either side. Let's see here. Caloria is mentioning shorts and skirts. So, more leg exposing attire. I'm all for that. Got to show off those gams, son. What else we got here? Ball gowns and tuxedos. That's not exactly... Well, ball gown maybe, but tuxedo, not really, period. You know what I mean? But then again, neither are wings.
Yeah. I thought they were cool at first, but I find them distracting.
Yeah, I mean, I love, you know, the ability to fly and stuff like that. Although, it's really not roleplay. So, how come you can fly? I bought these wings on the marketplace. You know what I mean?
I pulled them off of a dead fae.
Either that or it'd be cool if you can have them invisible.
Now, that might be cool if they could toggle them invisible.
Mm-hmm. That way, if you need to fly
something... flying mount, that would be considered a mount.
Yes,
okay?
Yes.
So, if theoretically, as far as I know, there's no toggle to toggle off flying mounts, only ground mounts.
Right. All right, let's see here. Cheddarella wants to see the ability to turn some pets into plushies so they stay still.
Sit, boo-boo!
Well, like, you're having a problem with your pets just walking off the side of your island.
Yeah, they still walk off the side of the island.
If they were plushies, they would just sit there. So, let's see what else we got here. Girona is interested in having SOE do a player-designed appearance gear contest. And the winner would have their item appear in game. I'm all for that. Design a weapon or an outfit of some kind, and whoever has the best one, Sony puts it in game. I like it. What do you think, hon?
I kind of like that.
And then break it up into different categories, like one-handed weapon, two-handed weapon, full outfit, top or bottom, blah blah blah, and then we can submit pictures of, quivers! Hey, look at this quiver! Look how great it would look on my character! I want a quiver! We have all kinds of backpacks. Why can't we have quivers? You know, if you put, if you put a couple different styles of quivers on the marketplace, they would sell. Would they not?
I think so.
They would sell like freaking hotcakes. And for those of you who were not born in the 30s and don't know what hotcakes are...
It's another term for pancakes.
Yes, it's another term for pancakes. But they would sell. I know they would. Every ranger in game would want it. And I am emphatic about that. I guarantee it. You put that up on the marketplace. How much are regular backpacks going for? Let me see here.
I don't know.
Marketplace. Appearance item. Where the hell is it? Shields, weapons, illusions, hat and jewelry. Where is it?
I don't know. You want me to look?
Oh, bags. There we go. Bags are going between $5 and $15 right now. I don't know. I would definitely pay, $7 or $8 for a quiver that looked good. I would. Now, I'm not expecting animation. I'm not expecting the whole pull back, pull an arrow out of the backpack thing. You know what I mean?
my God!
Hmm?
You have a rat or Tonga sitting next to you.
Huh? What are you talking about?
Mask.
What are you talking about?
Mask pads over and sits by Jethel.
Oh, in the channel. I'm looking at myself in my house going, wait a minute, there's nobody here, and how the hell would you see if there was? Okay, well, someone please grab Mask, string him up by his tail, use him like a pinata, please. Maybe Mask has had a change of heart. Maybe he's good now.
He pads over. He didn't stalk over or sneak over or, you know, jump you or...
Didn't knife me in the kidney.
Maybe he's had a change of cheese.
Maybe he just, you know, wants to get on the Tonga Pult.
Ouch.
Oh, wait a minute. Saresta's saying that that almost happened in the spider. So maybe Mask is in the Incy Wincy Spider right now, which is on the Antonio Bale server. Go ahead, Saresta, if you want to go ahead and plug the spider. I can't think of the address right now. I know it's on Bale Court. I think it might be number
wow.
2.
Wow! The BK is on the edge of beating him silly, huh?
Woohoo!
Not now.
Yeah! Beat that rat! For Bale Court on the Antonia Bale server, South Kinos. You can come on by and see Mask getting his ass kicked.
You know, maybe if they roasted him, salt, pepper, garlic, you know.
I've tried that.
I have a taste for Mask. One bite's not enough. It's like eating a cashew or pistachio. Potato chip.
I call for Tonga Pult. What do you think?
No.
You sure?
I would wait.
Is he not good enough for the Tonga Pult?
Yeah, give him a chance. So unfair. Yeah, I'll give him a chance. Give him a chance.
All right.
I would.
All right. We're going to give him a chance, and... No, I haven't seen Mask in, God, honestly, over a year. It's been over a year.
And more reason to give him a chance.
I don't know.
It's what Aeolus would do.
No, Aeolus would sick the Pegasi on him. Because I know Mask. Mask is a whiskey-swilling, womanizing creep. And Illyrissi would come down and go, hello, young Ratonga, and blah, blah, and Mask would bite the cork, spit it out, take a swig, and go, hey, baby, whips him out. I'm not kidding! People think Jethel is a womanizer. No! Jethel is a lover of women. Very amorous and blah, 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 blah.
Ah, VK were kind enough to supply a Mask with a glass of whiskey.
And though he never paid for it. Jethel, lover of women. Mask, womanizer. Anyway. So what else? What else can we change in-game that we can bring up to the dev team when we know the dev team listens to the show? What would you like to have them hear that you want to see in-game? Like I said, could be from another game. HUD says a two-handed weapon equal to a sword and shield. Perhaps a really big sword?
So he could slice and block with it also.
Yes. Yeah, maybe a really thick sword, something like you see in an anime thing. And you can block with it and shit. That would be alright.
Extra page of in the bank. They want more bank space.
I have to agree with that one.
You never have enough bank space.
Never have enough bank space for the guilds. I couldn't tell you how many times in the, in the past years that we've had to put out a guild notice saying, for God's sakes, take stuff out of the bank! Please, it's there for you to use! You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, a lot of people are afraid to take stuff out of the bank. They're afraid somebody else might need it more than them, and which is all noble and stuff, but bottom line is somebody put it in there just for somebody else to use it, and so use it.
Girona?
That's why I figure when I throw stuff in the Guild Bank, it's like, just whoever needs it, use it, period.
Mm-hmm. Girona is saying a Guild storage box that holds shinies, so a collectible storage container.
Hey, that would be good for its tinkers to make.
Yeah.
A collection, a shiny collect. That would free up space in the bank.
Mm-hmm. Hey, that'd be all right.
But then somebody's going to argue that there's a lot of shinies too.
Yeah, there are a lot of shinies. There certainly are, but perhaps make it more like the. The trades guild.
Make them like the Harvest Depots.
Yeah, and
then
Depot.
You can put a name on them and, you know, put a level.
Mm-hmm. I think that would be kind of cool. But then you'd have people going around.
I know what I would like.
What would you like?
Well, I know we've got mannequins.
Uh-huh.
I would really like to be able to put the items on the mannequin and leave them. Not just an image, but actually dress the mannequin.
So you had the physical item on the mannequin.
Yeah.
But I think they actually designed the mannequin so you wouldn't have to do that. That way you can put on something that you already have.
Well, I want a mannequin that I can do that with.
Okay, let me ask...
When I look at my bank, all the stuff I've got in there that I kind of want to hang on to because I like the look of it.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Oh, you mean just to free up space?
Yeah.
Ah. I don't think
or
they're going to do something.
A wardrobe. Something I can put in my house where it's just for... cloaks.
A wardrobe would be neat. A wardrobe would be kind of cool. Even something that you could get from your persona window. Be like, okay, this is my running thing that has all your run speed buffs and stuff like that. This is my combat, you know.
No, we're going in two different directions now.
Oh, okay. Well, fine. Be that way. All right.
I'm thinking of storage.
Storage.
See, when you get tired of an outfit, you sell it.
Yeah,
when I get tired of an outfit, I retire it for a while because I never know. I might want to put those pants on with some other shirt or something I find.
Right.
So, you know, I mean, I've got one full bag full of cloaks, and they're all cool cloaks.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to get rid of them, you know, because my tastes may change and I may want to wear that one later on.
Right.
Or it goes with another outfit or something, you know.
I'm not big on cloaks. I like the one that Jethel has now, the one that's split in three. I like that. Whoop, not there.
But if I could invest in a mannequin, and I could dress it out, and mm-hmm. physically put the items on it, to store them.
Right.
And I could actually walk through and go, wow, you know, I forgot I had that cloak. I want to wear that. And I just swap out and put it on.
And...
take it
would
off
you,
the mannequin and put it on myself.
Okay, and would you be opposed to a right-click option, da-da-da-da-da, apply this outfit, and boom, it goes into your appearance slots?
You missed the ability to swap whole outfits like you did in WoW.
That was nice. I have to admit, that is enough. You know, being a fashion whore that Jethel is... I think, you know, some add the ability to the,
Because you've created macros. I've seen you swap out clothes. You set up
yes.
a macro?
Mm-hmm. Yep. I got a macro for it, for several outfits. So a lot of them don't work anymore because I don't,
have the outfits
anymore. But yeah, I mean, you can make your own, hotkey, drag an item into the command area, and then you can choose on it appearance only. That way, when you click on it, boom, it pops the item on you into the appearance area. And you can even do that with the, what are they called? The imperceptible beauty items, the nude items.
Mm-hmm.
So, if you ever want to go and screw around with someone, boop, hey, I'm naked! I'm naked, Oh, damn, that's a sound I wanted for the show. I don't care, I don't care. When Kevin Meaney?
Mm-hmm.
I gotta get that.
And really, you're not really naked, you're in your grunderwear.
Grunderwear. Yep. And by the way, if you don't already know, you can make your hotkeys and stuff like that to activate items as well. I have one for my Cloak of the eyes. Harvester. I have one for my eyes. And then, of course, you know, you can apply emotes to them. You know, like, Jethel's eyes burn forth with the fires of the passion of Inaruk. I mean, not Inaruk, but Kenicor.
Inaruk?
No!
Inaruk?
No!
Anyway, Inaruk?
You know what I'm saying, though.
No. Inaruk?
Kenicor.
You said Inaruk.
Kithercore.
Oh my god, you have turned to the dark side.
Anyway.
The powers of Inaruk compel you. The powers of Inaruk compel you.
No, no, the powers of Inaruk compel you.
No, they don't.
Not me.
They don't compel me. He's not my god. Bristlebane's my god.
Come to the dark side. We have cookies.
Now, Crema, on the other hand...
Crema's an evil little bitch. Evil. But she does fit right in.
Well, she likes Inaruk better because of the pet. It's like a mini Fred.
Mini Fred.
And Inaruk doesn't smell as bad as Bruttoculus.
Let me scroll up here to make sure I didn't...
You know, I will say my dungeon Mobfest 300 marks has been very profitable.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. You get something when people do it.
I have not ran one in a dungeon in a long time now. And I was able to buy the dungeon mark horse. So I have that green one now.
Ah.
And right now, let's see. Where's my character? Currency, dungeon marks, 2,000 dungeon marks. That's just from collecting dungeon marks that I get from people running my dungeon.
Nice.
Yeah, I like it. Thank you.
Yes, we do thank you for making Eloquent Jenna have how many houses on the Hall of Fame now? The dungeons?
Three
now. And congratulations to Trista.
Well, that's another thing. I need to scream and yell about.
What's that?
As soon as I can find it. Achievements. Dungeons. Dungeon Maker. Hall of Famer Dungeon. I have three, but it says I've earned only two.
Ooh. I wonder why. Well, someone fix that. She has three.
I don't know. It says, or maybe you need 10 of them. I don't know. It just says one of two.
Huh.
And I have three.
Well, maybe there are two levels of the achievement, and you need to get so many to get the second one.
No, earn Hall of Fame status for two of your dungeons, and I have three, but it's only counted one.
Huh, I wonder why. That's weird. I don't know, hon. Do a little feedback or a bug report on that or something. The only thing I can think of.
See, I need to.
Mm-hmm. Gotta do it.
See if they can tweak that sometime soon.
Yeah.
I don't want to bug them right now because I know they're busy with the expansion. And they may already know. I'm pretty sure they know about that.
Well, I wouldn't assume. Honestly. I mean, then you could, you know, say something while somebody's here on the show. Oh, by the way, how come this... Well, why didn't you report it? Well, you guys were busy. Well, you gotta tell us! You know what I mean?
So I will.
So you gotta do it or they're not gonna know. You have to assume they're not going to know.
I will bug report it. And feedback it.
Mm-hmm. Caloria asks... Did you get one into the Hall of Fame while it was bugged? Apparently there was a time when it was bugged. So if some of them got in there, while it was
bugged. I don't know, but I know the trophies that I have if you mouse over them, and both, two of the trophies are in Dreamy Gnomish Nightmare.
Mm-hmm.
And if you mouse over them, they will tell you what dungeons they come from.
Okay.
I wish I could put the third one in my dungeon without taking it down to place the item, but...
Yeah. But no. Can't be doing that.
So I have at least two if after whatever, if anything was bugged. Because I know the first one I got an achievement for house a house being in the Hall of Fame, not the dungeons.
Hmm.
And I bugged that one.
Hmm.
I don't know.
Me neither. Alrighty, well, we are going to take a music break. When we come back, Kiting Elquin.
Someone... I have a request.
Oh, what? What's your request?
I want you to play one of the songs from The Devil's Carnival.
That's right. We are going to talk about The Devil's Carnival in a little in a second hour. Actually, I can't.
Why?
I don't have them on my computer. I have them on my phone.
Can't you transfer them?
Yeah, hold on. Let me do that, bro. You talk about something while I transfer.
Well, this one song I want him to play. Isn't it called Penny for a Story?
Yeah.
And it's the guy who's singing it is Ivan Moody.
Oh, I thought that was Terry.
And he's from a death metal band. But he does this thing with his voice on the very last note of the song that is just like, whoa.
Well, like I said, hon, it's a chorus. And I use it all the time, actually, but he's just a baritone.
He's a baritone, but I like the way you do it, but he does it differently. Not saying his is better.
Okay.
But it's just different. I've never heard it done quite like that before. And I was like, what? And the Devil's Carnival is in full swing. I think they're in Tucson, Arizona. I have to tip my hat to these guys. They're going out on the road for over a month in a van, driving around the country.
Van.
Peddling the show.
Okay. Penny for a Tale. There it is.
Penny for a Tale. I think it's great.
Let me go ahead and transfer these from my phone to the computer. Music, soundtracks.
And if the first time you hear it, you don't quite... like it, give it another listen. Trust me.
Well, you can get it on iTunes.
Yes,
I believe.
iTunes and on Amazon.com.
Okay.
Just look up The Devil's Carnival.
All right, so the first song we're going to be listening here is Ivan Moody, Penny for a Tale, from The Devil's Carnival. Devil's Carnival, of course, is a movie brought to you by the same folks that brought you Repo, the Genetic Opera, and the Saw movie. Okay.
Well,
so,
that was Darren Bosman.
Yeah, but he's doing Devil's Carnival too.
Right.
Alrighty, we're back.
Front.
Side.
Moving back. Never mind.
Grooving side to side. All right. Oh, did you happen to see that picture I posted right before I came home?
No.
I like it. Hey, look what's behind the Matmobile. It's a hearse.
It's a hearse?
A hearse. It's an old Cadillac hearse.
Wow.
Not a classic hearse. I mean, it's probably from the 80s.
Maybe
from the 80s. You know, it's not like a, you know, something from the 50s or something like that. That would have been awesome. But it's a white and blue hearse. It was parked behind me today. I like hearses. I've always wanted one. You know what they say about hearses? You just can't kill them. Yeah! All right.
That's a dead subject.
Yeah! All right.
Before... You think we buried that one?
All right, now we're just beating a dead horse. Alrighty. Are you prepared for kiting Elquin?
No.
No? Well, if you were, we, you know, wouldn't have a game, so.
Yep.
Kiting Elquin!
Hold on tight. You know she's a little bit dangerous.
It's time to play Kiting Elquin. Right here on the Gentle Silverwing Show.
Hold on tight. You know she's a little bit dangerous.
Man, I'm having issues with the fading in and out. It seems to be just leaving a gap between the thing. I'll have to play with it after the show or something. I don't know. Anyway, it's time to play Kiting Elquin, and here's how we play. I have 10 questions we're going to be asking Elquin. For example, if she gets 5 correct, I'm going to... What?
If
you get 5 correct, I want a bunch of people to start sending me tells in-game. The fifth person to send me a tell, hypothetically, will receive an item from the swag box. Are you prepared? No, of course not.
No! I'm not prepared.
All right, well, we do have a theme this week. And this theme is movie quotes. So I'm going to be giving you a bunch of movie quotes, and you got to tell me what movie they're from. All right?
I will try.
Sound easy enough. Oh, I did it this way. I figured if I couldn't figure it out myself, you probably couldn't.
Yeah, but you're so much better at that. But go for it.
All right. We'll find out. Let me see here. Get my notes up here. All right. If I can, I will even impersonate the person doing it, all right?
Okay.
That sound a little bit better to you?
That gives me hope.
It gives you hope. Hope! All right, so let's see here. Number one. Here's Johnny!
The Shining.
Correct. Number two. We have the tools! We have the talent! It's Mila time!
Ghostbusters.
See, you're doing pretty well so far.
So far.
Alright, let's see. I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
Godfather?
Correct. You might get 10 for 10 on this one, I'm not sure. Number 5. Oh, wait, 4, sorry. Number 4.
You're going to need a bigger boat.
You couldn't need a bigger boat.
You're going to need a bigger boat.
I am totally blank on that one. I'm sorry.
Oh.
I'm going to kick myself later.
Yes, you are.
I'll look at you, my pretty. And your little dog, too.
Wizard of Oz.
All right, number 6. A boy's best friend is his mother. A boy's best friend is his mother.
No.
Don't know that one?
No.
All right.
He had such high hopes for me.
Well, you know, I said before the show, I thought you were actually going to get 10 for 10 on this one, but I guess not. Okay, number 7.
I'm afraid I can't do that, Dave.
It's 2001 Space
Odyssey. Correct. Number 8. There's a shortage of perfect breasts in this world. It would be a pity to damage yours.
Oh, I should know this one. Say that one again.
There's a shortage of perfect breasts in this world. It would be a pity to damage yours.
I should know... wait a minute. It's not Men in Tights, is it? Princess Bride?
You said Men in Tights. Sorry.
But it's the guy from Princess Bride who does that.
Doesn't matter. You said...
You said
Men in Tights. Sorry. I wish the goblins would come and take you away. Right now.
Labyrinth.
And last but certainly not least,
I see dead people.
I see dead people.
They're dead. He's seeing them.
Sixth Sense? No.
Yes, no? The Sixth Sense. Let's see what we got here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. That ain't bad. 7 ain't nothing to sneeze at. Who's here? Clear chat text.
Yeah, but I've gotten 7 before. That's nothing spectacular.
Okay, folks. We want tells. Go ahead and click on my name there and send me a tell. We're looking for the 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7th. Oh, pardon me. That one snuck up on me. The 7th tell gets a random item from the swag box. And while we're waiting for those, we will go ahead and go over the answers. Let's see here. Whoops. Bring up the right window. That would help. Here's Johnny. Of course, is from The Shining. We have the tools. We have the talent. It's Miller time. That was Ghostbusters. Number 3. I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse. Obviously, The Godfather. Like I said, if I couldn't get them, I figured you couldn't. So I went ahead and got quotes that I would recognize. Number 4, you missed, though. You're going to need a bigger boat. Have you figured it out yet?
Pirates of the Caribbean?
No, sorry. Jaws. The first time we actually get a good look at the shark, he jumps out while they're chumming. You know, throwing the dead fish overboard, and Jaws comes up and just and starts, you know, and the star of the movie backs into the wheelhouse and is like, "You're gonna need a bigger boat." Okay, next, number 5, "I'll get you my pretty and your little dog too." Wizard of Oz. A lot of people do that quote. "I'll get your little dog Toto too." No Toto in there. It's just your little dog too. You missed number 6. A boy's best friend is his mother. Do you know what it is?
No.
Psycho.
Oh, well, it's been a long time since I've seen that one.
Psycho. Number 7. I'm afraid I can't
do that, Dave.
2001, A Space Odyssey. Open the maid doors, Hal.
I'm afraid I can't do that, Dave.
All right. See here. Number 8 you didn't get. Well, you did, but you said the wrong movie first. I'm sorry. "There's a shortage of perfect breasts in this world. It'd be a pity to damage yours." Was from The Princess Bride.
And it was by the same guy.
Yeah, it was the same guy, but you got the wrong movie first. Sorry.
The Dread Pirate Wesley.
Why can't I remember the actor's name?
Oh, crap. That's, I can see him. Damn it.
I know. I can't think of his name.
Cary Elwes. Thank you. Yes. Cary Elwes.
Cary.
Yep. Number 9. "I wish the goblins would come and take you away right now." Of course, Sarah from Labyrinth.
Which is one of my all-time favorite movies, right up next to
Goblin
Legend.
Goblin King, wherever you may be, take this child of mine far away from me. Oh, what rubbish is that? It didn't even start with "I wish." And, of course, "I see dead people" from The Sixth Sense.
I'm surprised I got that one.
You were just kind of blurting out random movie names or something?
No. I just wasn't sure if that was the name of the movie.
Yep, The Sixth Sense. Watch it and look for everything red. That's the key. Look for everything that's red for clues, if you haven't seen it. All right, so let's see. Who is number 7? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. What, wait a minute. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Gerona! Gerona from the Antonia Bail server. Congratulations, you have won a random item from the swag box. What I need you to do is send Jethel an in-game mail with your real mailing address so I can send you an in-game item from the swag box. Gonna send you an in-game item from the swag box. Well, knowing me, it'll be a couple of items. I don't do just one, usually. This is how I work it. It's up to 13 ounces. That way I don't have to pay for priority mail.
How much do the pewter cats weigh?
Not much. A couple of ounces.
I hope you're giving those away in every bag.
I haven't, actually. No.
You need to.
Oh, Jerome is in the UK. That's all right. Just go ahead and send me your... send me an in-game mail with your address, and I'll make sure you get something. And I've been getting a tell here from Kamara. She said that she didn't receive the items that I sent. That's the one that had the address change. I know I resent it back out.
I know you did.
She did not get it. Well, okay, Kamara, go ahead and send me your address as well. I don't keep them. Send me your address as well, and I'll try to send something out for you. Oh, he, sorry. He. Kamara is a he. Alright, so that is Kiting Elkman.
Well, poo.
Poo? Why poo?
Yeah, I'll never get 10.
Well, if I made it too easy, you know, what's the point of that?
Oh, I know.
Alright. Next week... Next Tuesday will be the 17th of April, which means Game Update 63 will be live. We don't know if the servers will be up. You know how these patches go. You know how these game updates go. The servers might not be up by the time we play. You never know. Whether it's up or not, we will be here. And we will post on... Kithagore.org. We will post on the EQ2 official forums. We will post on Twitter. We will post on Facebook as a reminder to tune in to the show, because our special guest will be Selena from EQ2ZAM.com. ZAM.com. EQ2. Selena. She will be with us to discuss Game Update 63. Because you know what? Elquin and I are not paid to do this crap. But you know who is?
She is.
She is. Selena is paid to research and do all the looking up and do all the testing and stuff like that, so she has all the ins and outs. So she will be here to go over Game Update 63 with us.
Good deal. Now she can tell me where I can go to get my first dragon mount.
Where to go? Who to see? What to do when you get there? Who do I got to screw to get my dragon mount? Apparently it's Jethel.
You've got dragon mounts in your pants?
I got a dragon in my pants, baby.
Are you happy to see me, or is that just a dragon mount in your pants?
Oh my god, there's a bear in my oatmeal! That has become the quote of the week at my work.
Yes, I know.
In my office. Oh my god, there's a bear in my oatmeal! That's funny stuff. I like it.
I do like the lead up to it. Honey, how's your oatmeal?
Hold on a second, I'm gonna find this. YouTube.com, bear in my oatmeal. There it is. So here it is, bear in my oatmeal, because it's funny as hell.
Oh my god, there's a bear in my oatmeal!
Okay, well that one didn't have the full thing.
The lead up.
How's your oatmeal, honey?
You know, it tastes kind of different than usual.
Oh my god, there's a bear in my oatmeal!
Okay.
You know what? I think I'm going to record that and make it a hotkey for the show. Oh my god, there's a bear in my oatmeal!
That works.
Oh, boy. Okay. So, next week, Game Update 63. Selena from Zam.com will be here to talk about it because she's paid to do it and we're not. Come on, do you think
we're looking forward to it?
So am I. I like it when we have a guest on. Maybe we can get, now that Brass is back in the States, maybe we can, well, she was in the States, now she's back from PAC East, maybe we can get her on at some point.
That would be nice. We didn't get her for Corral Day.
Very true. Carol is saying we should do the bear in my oatmeal thing, but we should do it ourselves and have Cheez-It do the voice.
Oh my gosh, there's a bear in my oatmeal!
Yeah, we could.
Perhaps.
And get a bear sound from the bears in the Fade Arc.
Ah, there you go.
That would be funny.
That's easy enough, actually. All right. So, we are excited about the Devil's Carnival.
It's next month.
Excited. We're so excited about the Devil's Carnival that I'm taking the next day off, and so are you.
Mm-hmm. Just to recoup.
Well, it's a midnight showing, isn't it?
9.
Oh, it's
we
9.
Gotta be down there by, we've got to be down there by 8.
Okay. I thought it was a midnight
VIP
showing.
VIP stuff, because we have to be in line for the VIP by 8:15. And then they let us in at 8:30.
All right.
And the show starts at 9, supposedly.
Cool.
So we get one picture and one autograph.
Mm-hmm. All right, so let's play this.
What?
You're in the Devil's Carnival. Come on, come to Carnival, Devil's Carnival. You're in the Devil's Carnival. Come on, come to Carnival, Devil's Carnival.
There we go.
Now, this is something you guys need to get out and see.
You know what, we're saying all this, we haven't seen it yet.
No, but the reviews have been very good.
Mm-hmm. So you can go to thedevilscarnival.com, and you can check their schedule and see where they're going to be next. Let's see, where are they currently?
Last known location was Tucson, Arizona. But I'm pretty sure they've moved on. I can't imagine. Could you imagine going out on the road in a van with your film and driving all over the United States and Canada in a month's time?
That would be rather tedious.
Wow.
All right, Road Tour 2012. Let's see what we got here. Got a link here, didn't I? Where the heck's the link?
The Road Tour. Don't know.
Oh, there we go. Okay, I found the link. Devil's Carnival, you click on Road Tour, then you click Get Tickets. So see, they're currently, tomorrow they will be in El Paso, Texas.
Yep, they'll be in Texas for a few days.
Yep, they're doing El Paso tomorrow, and then Austin, then Houston, and then Dallas. And then from there, they're going to Arkansas. But they will be here on the 9th, right? Of
yes.
May?
Yes.
Seattle for the 9th of May. We will be there. Do you plan on going to the Devil's Carnival? Let us know. We all might go out for pancakes after.
Waffles.
Waffles. Two waffles! We gotta watch that movie again.
That is good. Darkness Rising.
Darkness Rising. It rocks. It kicks
Gamers.
Ass. Yep, we definitely got to do that. Let me see here. Netflix. Put it on our thing.
Unless they took it off.
We got to
buy
it.
A lot of time.
Oh, I know. I am... I don't know. I mean, I know they're having contract issues with Starz and some of their suppliers and stuff like that. But, God, I remember going through and we had a hard time deciding what to watch because there was too much, you know?
And now it's like...
And now we have a hard time deciding what to watch because there's crap.
What was that one that I started on? We started on, we stopped.
Oh,
was it Blubberella?
Blubberella. No.
It sounded interesting and campy, but it was terrible.
It was crap.
Like, okay.
It was.
But then I had you watch. What was the other one? Chillerama?
No. No.
That's not the name, or you don't want to talk about
it? I don't want to talk about Chillerama.
Oh, come on. It was funny.
Oh, God.
It was funny.
Yeah, it was funny. It's very adult. Do not want let your kids watch Chillerama. What movie was I looking for? Oh, Gamers Darkness Rising.
But Chillerama was worth it. It was funny.
It was funny. It's very adult. Okay, they don't have it for streaming anymore. Yeah, Chillerama is about an old-time drive-in movie theater. It's its last day. And,
so
you're basically watching, four or five?
Three movies.
Oh, it's three movies. Three movies that are being shown at the theater. And they're just really, really bad movies. They're really raunchy, very bad. Every one of them has a sexual team.
The first one was what? What was it called?
Wadzilla.
Wadzilla. It was sperm with teeth. It was
Gnashers.
It was Gnashers. I loved it.
Yeah.
It was great.
Yeah. Part of me laughed. The other part of me was like, oh, God, what the hell are we watching?
At least it wasn't Space Pirates.
Oh, God. It was almost as bad.
I need to get a copy of Space Pirates.
No.
Just to have in the house.
I'll throw it in the microwave.
No, you won't.
I will throw it in the freaking microwave.
No, you won't.
But we need to get Darkness Rising on DVD.
So if anybody's got an extra copy of Space Pirates out there, let me know.
No!
Send it to me, and I'll keep it hidden. I'll bring it out and shake it at him. We can watch this, hun!
No.
I could even film it. I could even hide the camera and film your reaction to Space Pirates. Mm.
Now, Necrotherian did a quote from the first one. Just the gamers. You're seriously going to try to backstab with that ballista? Backstabbing. Getting a freaking critical backstab with a ballista. The guy was liquefied.
I'm at 938 roses. No, I didn't make it up to where I should because I haven't been on.
True.
But I've given out almost 50 of them since I've been on. I was at 880 or something. So that's not bad. I just need to come in and stand around and It's boring after a while.
Yeah, I understand that.
And I have to move around a little bit because usually, I hang out down at the docks, East Freeport area.
You're just hanging out by the docks. Oh, no, officer, I'm not doing anything weird. I'm just hanging out by the docks.
Roe's asking Ice Pirates.
What was it? Ice Pirates? Yeah, it was Ice Pirates, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's called Ice Pirates. It has space herpes in it.
Don't get it. It's bad. It is so bad. Bad. Alright. So, Devil's Carnival next month here in Seattle. Go to thedevilscarnival.com and find out where it's playing in your area.
And go see it.
Go see it and let us know. Tell us. It really doesn't matter. We've already bought the tickets. We are going.
So. We know some friends that are also going.
Yes. We'll all do waffles afterward. Denny's has waffles, don't they?
What?
Denny's have waffles.
Well, I think there's a Waffle House down in Seattle.
I've never been to a Waffle House. So we must go to Waffle House.
I don't remember if Robert Urich is in Ice Pirates or not.
Not a clue. Alright, anyway, what else we got to talk about here? Not much, huh? Alright, well.
I mean, you could talk about how far I'll go for good pussy.
Eh? Oh, yeah, how long did you travel?
Oh, it's just an hour.
So you traveled an hour to get our brand new cat. We have a new cat. His name is Gus. We're thinking about renaming him. But his name is Gus. He's very cute.
He's a little love bug.
Oh, he is. He's freaking adorable. I walked in to the bathroom. We're keeping him confined right now until he gets used to the smells of the house.
Well, that, and he had his trip to the vets.
Yeah.
He's not quite a year old. I wish I could have found him sooner. But yeah, if you ever get an animal, do yourself a favor. Get them spayed or neutered immediately.
Mm-hmm.
The younger, the better. Don't go through this. Well, they make a better animal if they... No. And get them, for God's sakes, get them their friggin' kitty shots. It doesn't cost that much.
Yeah.
Honest. He didn't have any of his shots. So
he's freaking adorable, and he's...
Poor guy. I'm happy that he's out, and he's purry, and he's lovey and everything, because basically we picked him up, brought him home, isolated him. We went in and spent a lot of time with him. All of us did.
Mm-hmm.
Next day, it's off to the vets for neutering and shots, and he's got some ear mite problems. And
he does. Is that why the corners of his ears are kind of black?
Yes.
Oh. I was going to ask you about
that. He's got ear medicine in there right now.
Oh, is that what that is? All right.
Yes. So, you know.
We'll have the vet clean him up.
He's got crap in there, too, right now. So, yeah, something we got to work on. He's a little orange love bug. Well, I wouldn't say little, but he's big. But he's not more. He's under 10 pounds, but he looks big. He looks bigger than Hobbs.
Mm-hmm. Well, he's a cuddle kitty, that's for sure.
And we're definitely going to have to break out the kitty combs and stuff to brush him.
Oh, yeah.
Because he's going through... He's got short hair, but it's...
He's shedding like crazy.
It's fluffy.
That dude is shedding.
Well, it's getting warmer.
Oh, I know it is. It's
that
time.
He's still got the kitten fur.
Mm-hmm.
Too. So... Yeah. I think he'll be really sleek when he gets all the fluff out of him.
Yeah. But he's a good boy.
He's a very good boy. Very sweet. Mm-hmm. Very loving. He loves attention. And I think he'll be really good once we get him acclimated. And I'm hoping him and... Once his testosterone smells go down, I think him and Hobbs will be pretty good buddies, I hope.
I hope so.
He's really loving. I don't see why he would not. It'd be up to Hobbs, I guess, to either accept him or not.
Mm-hmm. You know, we've had a Netflix movie downstairs for a while now.
No, I didn't know that.
Rear Window. The Alfred Hitchcock movie.
The original or the remake?
The original. I want to see it. Not tonight, it's too late that.
Yeah, you go right ahead, I've seen it.
You don't want to see it?
No, I'd be more interested in watching the remake. I've seen the original.
Oh, okay. Well, you know, I just saw the remake has Christopher Reeve.
Yeah.
So, I don't know, I thought we'd appreciate the original better, but alright. I mean, we can return it and just get the remake, they have it.
No, if you've never seen the original, hun, watch it.
Alright.
I've seen it. I mean, I went on a major Alfred Hitchcock, you know, binge after I saw The Birds. That was my first introduction to Alfred Hitchcock, and I worked my way up and back from there, you know, because I never saw Psycho until after I watched The Birds. Then I started tracking down all the Alfred Hitchcock ones.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And the trick also is finding Alfred Hitchcock showing up in these movies. He shows up somewhere, a silhouette or something. It's kind of fun trying to find them in there.
Yeah. Alrighty. Well, my stomach's kind of bothering me, so I think that's it for the night.
Okay.
I tried some of that dairy stuff because I thought maybe milk was upsetting my stomach. No, apparently not. Crap didn't work at all, so it must not be that.
Huh.
Alrighty, so that's it for tonight. Thank you very much for tuning in, everyone. This has been the Jethro Silverwing Show for the 10th of April, 2012. Say goodnight, Elquin.
Goodnight, Elquin.
Well, that's it. You've wasted another night listening to the Jethel Silverwing Show. I'm your host, Jethel Silverwing.
I'm Elquin Jenna.
I'm the Drunken Dwarf!
I'm Cheesy Nibbleman!
This show is brought to you by Online Gaming Radio. Our technical advisor is Spike Link Jeff. Facts and Intelligence brought to us by The Grassy Knoll. The Jethel Show is produced by
a 4-pound jar of jelly beans,
two badgers,
a package of expired Twinkies,
a sack of walnuts,
Biff, the weird guy who hands out free candy behind the school in a long trench coat down the street, and a small rock.
Yay, rock!
Be sure to catch the show every Tuesday at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific, and 2 a.m. in the U.K.
There's a 2 a.m.? Why doesn't anyone tell me these things?
So, for myself, the Drunken Dwarf, Cheez-It, and my love Elkun Jenna, keep your arrows in the air and your feet on the ground.